The World Economic Forum has ordered infiltrated world governments to take immediate steps towards a controversial new initiative that should have every right-thinking person up in arms. The World Economic Forum is now calling for people to have the right to marry animals in an effort to promote diversity and inclusion. Spain has become the first country to pass new legislation, taking huge strides towards the initiative. This isn't surprising when you consider that Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is both an avowed socialist and a World Economic Forum agenda contributor. Within Sanchez's socialist government, the pro-zoophilia law was pushed by WEF affiliate Ion Bolera Ortega, the Minister of Social Rights and 2030 Agenda. That's right, Spain is so infiltrated by the WEF, they actually have a minister for the 2030 Agenda. The world was on a slippery slope with all the gender and paedophilia craziness, but Spain's new animal welfare law that decriminalizes sex with animals is a whole new level of crazy. The new law states, the person who by any means or procedure mistreats a domestic or tamed animal, an animal that is usually domesticated, an animal that temporarily or permanently lives under human control outside of legally regulated activities, including acts of a sexual nature, causing injuries that require veterinary treatment to the restoration of its health, shall be subject to a minimum of 3 months up to a maximum of 18 months in prison. This essentially means that as long as there isn't a physical injury that requires veterinary treatment, people are free to have sex with animals. If this isn't disturbing enough, the WEF has ordered the mainstream media to begin pushing the narrative in other countries. Make no mistake, this isn't just about Spain. They want to roll out this sickness across the whole world. According to the global elite, zoophiles are just another spectrum on the trans pride flag. This is no longer a slippery slope. We are in free fall off a cliff. The global elite are determined to destroy our civilization and everything we have built as a society. They want you to own nothing and be happy. Here at The People's Voice, we couldn't disagree more with their evil agenda. We believe you can't be happy unless you have freedom, and a big part of securing your freedom involves securing your financial future. The People's Voice has partnered with our friends at Goldco to help you protect your money from the globalist elite and the central banking cartel. Visit tpvlikesgold.com for more information. We have chosen Goldco because they have placed over $1 billion in precious metals in the hands of people like you. People determined to be self-sufficient and free and reject the plans of the globalist cartel. Visit tpvlikesgold.com now to learn more about securing your financial future. But it's not just about protecting your savings. Thanks to our friends at Goldco, you can supercharge them. If you move fast for a limited time, you can get up to $10,000 in free silver when you open an account. Go to tpvlikesgold.com for more information. Because make no mistake, the elites are intent on crashing economies and destroying our civilization. When was the last time people were marrying animals? The answer is ancient Rome, in the dark days of Emperor Caligula, just before the Roman Empire collapsed. Caligula also committed incest with his sisters and had conversations with the moon. So far, he sounds a lot like one of Joe Biden's children. He also planned to marry his favorite horse and only failed to do so because he was assassinated first. The final days of the Roman Empire have startling parallels with our own times. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to keep exposing the agenda of the globalist elite as they seek to plunge humanity into darkness. You can join The People's Voice Locals community, the link is in the description box below this video, to help us spread the word and fight back. Protests are kicking off all over Europe as zoophiles demand the right to have sex and relationships with animals in their countries. According to the protesters in Germany, citizens should have the right to engage in sexual relationships with animals and want the LGBTQ+ rainbow movement to add a Z to its name. In an interview published by Ruptly, one of the zoophilia pride marchers defends the concept of sexual relationships with animals. According to the pride marcher, sex with animals should be decriminalized because it's much easier to build a relationship with animals than humans.
Once I had a sexual relationship with an animal. It was a dog, a male dog, who was, who used me, let's say, And in the moment, I'm living together with a German Shepherd bitch. For me, it is far easier to build an emotional relationship to an animal than to a human. And so for me, it's even easier to have some sexual contact with an animal than with a human.
Ja, Hunde gucken.
The major reason zoophiles should not be accepted by mainstream society involves the issue of consent. Sex with animals is similar to child abuse, where dominance is imposed on a weaker party that is incapable of giving consent. But the toxic influence of the World Economic Forum and their legions of corrupted young global leaders embedded in governments all over the world is moving society in the opposite direction to common decency and traditional values. Zoophilia and paedophilia are currently being normalised by the global elite, and those who consider themselves liberals are increasingly under pressure to accept deviance as normal. Make no mistake, they are coming for our children. A Pennsylvania Department corrections counselor who works with sex offenders stoked controversy recently after defending minor attracted persons, also known as MAPs, and complaining that the term paedophile is a judgmental, hurtful insult. In a video posted to YouTube that has since been clipped and gone viral on Twitter, Miranda Galbraith says paedophiles are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture.
Hey folks, my name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors. So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are, and you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
Sex with babies as young as 1 year old is not wrong, according to SUNY Fredonia professor Stephen Kirshner, who has gone on the record stating that he can't see anything wrong with adult males having sexual intercourse with willing children. According to Professor Kirshner, who teaches applied ethics at the New York University, there are evolutionary advantages to paedophilia that the human race should use to its advantage.
Imagine that an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Imagine that she's a willing participant. A very standard, very widely held view that there's something deeply wrong about this, and it's wrong independent of it being criminalized. It's not obvious to me that it is in fact wrong. I think this is a mistake, and I think that exploring why it's a mistake will tell us not only things about adult child sex and statutory rape, but also about fundamental principles of morality.
The rot goes all the way to the top. Governments across the world operating under the control of the World Economic Forum are waging war on our children. Last year, in WEF-infiltrated New Zealand, a judge declared that 12-year-old children can consent to sex with adults. No need to hit rewind, you heard me correctly. The case in question featured a 45-year-old man whose defence centred on the claim that his 12-year-old victim wanted it. According to the middle-aged man, the 12-year-old girl pressured him for sex. France, also led by young global leader Emmanuel Macron, has no age of consent. Hollywood and CNN are also constantly pushing the pro-paedophilia agenda. With the globalist elites firmly behind the plan, the only question is whether P or Z is added to the LGBTQI++ rainbow movement first. If you want to live in a world that is safe for those who cannot protect themselves, it's time to make a stand. Please subscribe to The People's Voice if you haven't done so already, and feel free to join the People's Voice Locals community to help us spread the word and expose the crimes of the elite. The link is in the description box below this video. We are all in this together. Are you interested in reaching a large and growing audience? The People's Voice offers a unique opportunity to promote your brand to an audience of millions of engaged viewers. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on our show, please email sponsor@thepeoplesvoice.tv.